Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Environmental Protection Agency is awarding the city of Dubuque $500,000 to develop toxic cleanup plans at four locations. WVIK's Brady Johnson has details.
The grant program has been assisting municipalities since the mid-90s in preparing brownfield sites for redevelopment. Brownfield sites are areas with environmentally hazardous materials that make development difficult. The city will use the funding to clean up a 12.5-acre lot on East 5th Street, the former Alliant Energy Power Plant, several industrial sites within the Southport area, and a recycling facility on East 15th Street. EPA Region 7 Administrator Jim Macy is visiting Dubuque this Wednesday to present the new grant to Mayor Brad Kavanaugh. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
Davenport Central High School alum Roger Craig has been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In a pre-recorded video message played during his induction ceremony on Saturday, the four-time Pro Bowler announced also that he has vascular dementia.
The changes were gradual. At first, they were easy to dismiss as normal aging. Over time, my family noticed it too, and ultimately led us to seek answers from my doctor.
Craig won three Super Bowls with the San Francisco 49ers. In June, the Davenport School Board voted unanimously to rename Brady Street Stadium in honor of the 66-year-old. Craig was a star athlete in wrestling, track, and football at Central High School, who led the Blue Devils to a state championship in 1976. NBA Hall of Famer and Rock Island High School graduate Don Nelson has died. The Golden State Warriors announced the 86-year-old's death on Sunday. Nelson coached the Warriors and other NBA teams during his long career. He was the second winningest coach in NBA history and won five championships as a player with the Boston Celtics in the 1960s and 70s. Nelson grew up on his grandfather's farm near Sherrard and graduated from Rock Island High School in 1958. He went on to play at Iowa, becoming a two-time All-American. Nelson was inducted into the Quad City Sports Hall of Fame in 1987, the University of Iowa Athletics Hall of Fame in 1989, and the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 2012. Nelson recently moved from his home in Maui to Frisco, Texas, where he died on Sunday. Researchers at Iowa State University will gather data from rural well users and help connect them with resources through a new three-year USDA grant program. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer has more.
The researchers plan to survey rural households, host listening sessions, and measure the effectiveness of educational materials about free or low-cost well testing options in Iowa. The project builds on previous surveys, which found most households believed their wells were safe, even though only 10% had tested in the last year. The Iowa DNR recommends testing for bacteria and nitrate at least once a year and checking for other potential pollutants, like arsenic, at least once during a well's lifetime. Private well owners can contact their county Department of Environmental Health to collect a water sample and have it tested for possible contaminants. The State Hygienic Lab also offers testing kits that can be mailed to households. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has picked the former head of the Maryland State Retirement System as the next CEO for Iowa's public retirement plan. Martin Novin will take over leadership of IPRS later this month. Novin also led the retirement system for state universities in Illinois. IPRS CEO Greg Samaraski resigned in May, following an investigation into allegations of misconduct. More than 400,000 people are enrolled in the IPRS Trust Fund. An Illinois nonprofit for early childhood services is sounding the alarm about proposed changes to a federal program for preschool students from low-income families. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
The Trump administration wants to deregulate Head Start, giving states more control over things like student-teacher ratios and background check processes. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the proposal will save the government about $2 billion. But Start Early Illinois, which administers the program at the state level, says the proposal could fundamentally weaken the program. In a statement, the group says states will have to shoulder more administrative burdens and could be limited in how they serve multilingual families and kids with disabilities. The rules are open to public comment for the next 2 months. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And this is WVIK News.